And now, welcome to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business, only on 1360 WCHL.
This is Sharon Hill, president of Sharon Hill International. Welcome to Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. I'm talking today with Ms. Lou Umscheid, owner of the Colon Health Center. We'll be talking about the importance of having a healthy colon. Welcome, Lou.
Good morning, Sharon.
Thank you for coming to talk to us today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Lou, let's start off by asking the question I'm sure most people want to know when I introduce what we're going to talk about. Lou, what is the importance of having a healthy colon?
Well, the colon is one of the first organs developed in the body when we're even in the fetus. So it's very important to have a place to store toxic material that needs to be released from the body. And so that organ has been there since we were conceived. And so it's very important that that organ function correctly and that it not be sluggish, that you give it proper care and nutrition, meaning fiber, water, even exercise can be helpful so that your colon works correctly.
So what are the dangers of having, to use your word, a sluggish colon?
Well, when we have a sluggish colon, we may end up with headaches. We may end up with other organs of our body having to pick up and remove toxins from the body. So that might create headaches. It might create skin problems, such as eczema and psoriasis. It might create bad breath. So there's all manner of things that get affected when your colon isn't functioning correctly.
I imagine most people just don't know or are embarrassed or just don't want to think about this. So what does your business do to actually help people get that colon cleansed?
Well, pretty much what I do is try to make people comfortable in my office environment and to introduce them to the machine that's going to be used to introduce water into their body and to tell them that it's always okay to ask a question. It's always for me to explain to them. I try to explain as I'm going along. And we talk about diet. We talk about the need for water. We talk about things that are going on in people's lives, because stress can be very important in a person's life as to whether your colon is functioning correctly.
Tell us exactly what the procedure is, Lou. You mentioned water. Give us more information about your procedure. Is the correct terminology procedure?
It's a therapy.
Therapy. Tell us what you do. Someone comes to your office, Lou, I'm here to have my colon cleansed. What can they expect to have happen during the, not procedure, would you say, therapy. During the therapy?
Yeah. I take a health history, and it's a brief health history for sure, but mainly I need to know what's going on now. Why are you here? Some people come to my office because they're detoxing. Other people come because they're constipated. I see very many clients. Many of my clients are coming because they just are maintaining their healthy body. So the procedure, the therapy happens after that. A person lies on my table, and I use a machine that's FDA approved. It's developed, this machine that I happen to have is developed by Dottolo, and they are located in Florida and Arizona. And the machine regulates the temperature and the pressure of the water as it goes into the body. And I'm in control of both of those. I try to keep the temperature right at body temperature, 98 degrees. I may increase the temperature if a person is constipated. A little bit of extra warmth helps to relax muscles. And so the temperature and the pressure of the water are important during the therapy. I use a speculum that is something that I purchased from a company in Florida. It comes to me sanitized, and I open it in the presence of the client, and I use some lubricant on the speculum and introduce the speculum into the body at the rectum. And it goes in about 3 inches, safely introduced into the body. And then the hoses are attached for the inflow of the water and the outflow of the water. And during the therapy, we inflow and outflow many times. For some people, they can take 15 seconds of water and feel the pressure of that water and just want the water to be released. Other people have much more functional colons, and they can take 2 or 3 minutes of water. So each individual is different, and each time that they come to my office, it can be different because we may have gas in our colon, or we may have fecal matter that hasn't moved for several days.
For several days?
Oh,
that just sounds dangerous right there.
Oh, yes. Some people have bowel movements once a week.
Once a week, Lou. How often should a person have a bowel movement?
Well, the books that I read and the authors that I read really suggest that we should have a bowel movement for every meal. That means three times a day. But here's the kicker, is that a lot of people don't have a bowel movement because they don't eat adequate meals. If you're not eating enough fiber and having liquid during your day, you're not going to have a bowel movement from that meal. So typically in the standard American diet, we eat one big meal a day, and we have one bowel movement a day usually.
So the person who hasn't had one in a week, that means that everything is just building up and building up, and then we're back to the stuffiness you were talking about earlier. That sound healthy right there.
That's right. They auto-intoxicate because the colon actually is the organ that services the body with all the water that we've drunk, goes through the system, and it services all the cells of the body. And if you're backed up and the water has to pass through that fecal matter that's been sitting in your colon and stagnating for days and days, then the water going to your body is not clean.
Lou, I can imagine this whole discussion could be uncomfortable for some sensitive people just to discuss, but I'm delighted that we're having this discussion because what I'm hearing is you're doing a service that can save people's lives. They may let their minds say, I don't want to talk about this. It's too delicate. But it has to be discussed if we're going to help them save their lives by having a healthy colon. So how much water should a person drink in a day?
The current guidelines say that we should drink half our body weight in ounces of water. If your body weight is 160, then that's 80 ounces of water. 80 ounces is 2.5 liters. A lot of our water bottles come in liters nowadays, so a person can really gauge by that.
And Lou, can they drink tap water or any kind of special water? What kind of water do you recommend people drink?
Well, spring water is probably the best. If you're detoxing, I would even suggest distilled water. But spring water is regulated by the FDA, and it actually has a definition. It has to come out of the ground and not be tampered with. So spring water is really the best. But a lot of us live in cities, and so reverse osmosis, I go buy water over at Whole Foods, and other places have reverse osmosis water, and so that's a good choice.
What does that mean, reverse osmosis water?
Well, that's a topic that I know a little about, but it's a dangerous topic for me to get into.
Water
is really just a huge topic.
Really? Will the label say reversed osmosis? How would we know we're getting reversed osmosis water?
Oh, I get it out of the machine. It's a bulk machine where you take your 3-gallon or 5-gallon bottle.
Oh, and you fill it yourself?
And you fill it yourself.
Over at Whole Foods?
And other places also.
I see. So that's how much water we should drink. You said half our weight in ounces per day is ideal.
Per day.
per day.
And when you exercise or if you work outside, you need much more than that, much more.
Got it. But most people just don't do that.
I know. Oh, I had a lady in my office yesterday who drank 8 ounces of water a day.
8 ounces a day?
8 ounces. And I just had to really suggest that she has to change that pattern. Otherwise, she's going to be constipated for the rest of her life. And, you know, the best suggestion is get two 8-ounce bottles, and set them on your counter and try to do that for a week. And then get three.
You know,
and then get four.
And by having a measure like that, a hard and cold measure, they can see exactly what they're doing. What I'm hearing you say, Lou, is most people don't know that they don't know the importance of what you're doing and what you're saying for the sake of their health.
Yeah. People just don't realize. They think that the FDA is watching over them. They're the big watchdog. But yet, a lot of people don't know not to go to Burger King or not to go to McDonald's, not to have fast food. They think that this is real food. It's not.
It's not real food. We're hearing more and more about that. And yet with all the marketing and all the commercials, all the ads, and it looks so good on television. It looks wonderful. I see these Hardee's commercials where they have this rail thin model with a hamburger as big as her head. And they're saying, this is what you should be eating, knowing she's not going to look like that if she has that every single day. So,
and there's no vegetables in that. There's no fruit in that. Just to keep our bodies healthy and to stay alkaline, we need to have vegetables and fruits.
Yes.
Not so much meat, not so much bread.
Lou, do you have clients who come see you who do eat and drink properly, but they still come to you for, do we call the therapy a colonic?
Yes.
All right. Do you still have healthy people coming through?
Yes, and I just call that maintenance. They're maintaining their body at a healthy state. And yes, they do come. I've got some clients that come weekly for medical reasons, if they've had an injury to their back, for instance. I've got other clients that come every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I've got others that come monthly.
Let's talk some more about that, Lou, after we take our break. Let's take that quick break, and when we get back, we'll continue our conversation with Lou Amscheid, owner of the Colon Health Center. Thanks for listening to Today's Business on 1360 WCHL.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
We're back. This is Sharon Hill talking to Ms. Lou Amscheid of the Colon Health Center. Lou, you were explaining before the break that some people, for their first visit, might take longer or shorter based on their physical condition. How much time should a person block when they come to their first visit with you for the therapy?
Considering the fact that we have talking time, paperwork, changing clothes, and me introducing the person to the procedure itself, the first visit usually takes an hour and a half.
Got it. So when they make their appointment with you, they should plan on being there for an hour and a half.
Yes.
And then subsequent visits, I suppose, just depend upon their situation, their health?
Well, usually an hour, because we don't have quite so much talking time in advance. We talk more when the person is receiving the therapy.
During the therapy.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Now, speaking about the appointments to come see you, why don't you tell our audience how they can contact you?
I'm here in Chapel Hill, and I'm at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard. And my phone number is 919-960-9580.
Lou, would you say that one more time, your phone number?
919-960-9580. And I have an excellent website, www.yourhealthycolon.com.
I've been on that site, and it tells you have so many healthy tips every month. You keep it very updated just to help people understand what they need to do. This really common sense, but you smack them right with it. Very effective website. Thank you, Lou.
Yes.
You mentioned that a lot of the people, some of the people who come in to see you can have a healthy situation. You put them on a maintenance sort of process. But I know you also say that we should avoid drinking coffee and tea. Why is that?
Well, coffee and tea and sodas are all diuretics. And how that functions in the body is when you drink them, they not only go through your body and make you have to run to the bathroom right away to urinate, but they go through the body purging out even excess water with the coffee and tea and soda. And so you end up in a worse state after having the coffee and tea and soda than you were prior to that. So I tell my clients if they must have tea or coffee in the morning that you always be sure to add at least that much extra water into your day.
So the coffee and tea doesn't count into that half the body weight in ounces of liquid.
Oh, no.
Ah.
And neither do soups and other things that have liquid. Those are all, you know, sort of regulate or what's the right word? Added up on the side, but clear, pure water, you need half your body weight.
That's what people
have to,
ounces of water a day, right? That keeps you, that's what keeps you healthy is that water.
Yes. Yes, our body functions on water. We're 96% water, I think.
Yes, so that's the secret right there. And I imagine people go to the bathroom a lot then drinking that much water, so they have to regulate their day.
Well, your body gets used to it. And in fact, your body needs that much water. If you've been depriving it for years, your body may take you to the restroom a lot more often right when you first start drinking that much water. But soon your body regulates to it, and your thinking will be clearer, your skin will be more supple and soft and clear, because water is a purifier.
That makes all the sense. So now everybody should be drinking pure water. And you also said it should be spring water, ideally.
If you can afford it. I always tell people to get the best water they can afford.
Right, so there is a difference.
Yeah.
And recycle the bottles. You don't have that problem because you go to the stores and fill up your own bottle, right?
Yeah, 3 gallons at a time. Or to get a water filter. I live in the country out by Hillsboro, and we have a well. But we have not only whole house filters on the water that comes into the house, but we also have a water filter sitting on our counter. So that's an option also. To just use a water filter all the time on your counter.
It's good you're mentioning options, so some folks want to maybe save money one way or another. Imagine you save money if you have the filter.
Yes, I believe so. When I first looked into them, I thought, oh, what an extraordinary expense.
Uh-huh.
You know, $300, and then you have to buy filters. But in the long run, it's a very good choice.
Got it.
I've had these water filters for probably 6 years at my house.
Well, that's more than paid for itself.
So it's paid for itself.
Got it.
Yeah.
Lou, what is the age group of your clientele? How young should a person be? How old can a person be? Is there a limit to who can get this therapy?
I've seen children as young as 10 years of age. I believe that as long as the child really understands what's going to happen, and usually the parent or grandparent brings the child and stays with the child, I think they can understand that this is a helpful therapy. And I've also seen clients as old as 87.
My goodness.
And, in fact, have some very healthy elderly people who come to me for maintenance.
Is it under doctor's orders, or they just realize they think they need a colonic?
It's an alternative therapy. Colon hydrotherapy, and so it's a person's choice. Insurance will not cover it. It's all out-of-pocket expense, but it's probably one of the best ways to spend your health dollars.
Health dollars.
Yeah.
Lou, what is the difference between a colonic and an enema?
An enema is a retention model. You put water into the large intestine, and you hold the water until you can get to the toilet. And usually it's a very small amount. they sell enemas in enema kits in the drugstore that are 8 ounces.
Sure.
But it can be as large as a quart or 2 quarts if you have an enema bag. So a lot of people use enemas in between their colonics. I have some clients who do that. But a colonic, Edgar Cayce said, is worth 6 to 8 enemas.
My goodness.
So people are not as likely at home to do 6 to 8 enemas in order to get the water fully through their large intestine.
Oh my goodness. How often should a person come to you? You mentioned some come weekly, I believe you said. What would you recommend is for a healthy lifestyle? How often should a person have a colonic?
A lot of people come once a month. A lot of people come 4 times a year at the change of season. Authors vary on their recommendations. So it's really up to the individual to decide what their health requires. If you have a sensitive intestine, sometimes coming once a month is a really good flush, you know, giving you a really good clean colon, and that can be helpful. Some authors will mention coming at the change of season, and I think that's a good model to live by because we change the amount of exercise we get, the amount of light that we have every day on our bodies for our health, the foods that we choose, especially if we're eating local, the foods we choose will be different, and so at the change of season is a good time.
You mentioned the foods that we choose. Does organic have any relevance in terms of the colon, organic foods?
Well, if you're going to clean your colon and you want your colon to be clean and healthy, why would you want to put toxins into it?
I see.
So organic is really a good choice. A lot of authors also will say that you should choose certain vegetables and certain fruits first. The things that you eat the most, the things that you buy the most, those are the first items that you should buy organic. And then follow that up with as much as you can afford, buy organic.
You know, I hadn't thought about that, Lou. The toxins are supposed to be in the non-organic products. So by going organic, you're helping your body right there. Costs a little more, but you're helping your body by keeping it clean.
Yes, Lou, and hopefully you wouldn't have the health insurance issues at the end of your life.
Thank you very much. All right, we're going to take a short break. I'm here today with Lou Umscheid, owner of the Colon Health Center. She's giving us information to save our lives. This is Sharon Hill. You're listening to Today's Business on WCHL 1360. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
This is Sharon Hill, and we're back with Lou Umscheid, the owner of the Colon Health Center. Lou has been giving us some critical information to, I'd say, save our lives. Things that we may never have thought about, how much water we should drink, whether we should eat organic or not, the correct types of foods, all kinds of things that are really common, should be common knowledge, but a lot of folks just don't do it. Lou, you've told us the procedure. You told us how you handle the therapy, every way it goes. But tell us this. How safe is this we call it a therapy, not a procedure. How safe is this therapy, in case anybody wants to know?
If a person is healthy and well, even if constipated, the therapy can be very safe. A lot of that depends on the therapist as well as the client. And the speculum that I use comes sanitized, and I use that very carefully inserted into the body. And if a person is on non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the colon lining can be thinned somewhat. So I always ask about that in the health questionnaire, just to know in advance to be very careful
right
when inserting the speculum.
Right. And in speaking along those lines, why don't you tell our audience your qualifications to be able to do this therapy?
I've been in business for 7 years. I just turned over into my 8th year now, and I got trained up at Virginia Beach at the Casey Riley School of Massage. I am not a massage therapist, but one of the things they teach in conjunction with their massage school is colon hydrotherapy. Edgar Casey was a big fan of cleaning the inside of the colon. He called it an internal bath.
Some of our audience may not know who Edgar Casey is. I know I know, but why don't you give us a quick discussion as to who Edgar Casey is, so folks can know who you're relating to.
He is one of the best documented psychics of the 20th century. And out of his readings, his initial readings were health readings for people. So he gave psychic readings, and about 800 of his readings were for health issues. And he mentioned colonics very often.
And I remember Edgar Casey's very famous in his day for all the things that he was, for all of his writings. I've read Edgar Casey forever. Thank you.
Yes.
So you've given us the description of the therapy. You've told us how safe it is, and you've given us your qualifications. Anything else about your qualifications?
Just to inform people that there's no licensure required in North Carolina. And even though I am a business owner and I have all the proper licensing for being in business in this city and for being in business in the state, there's no licensure for colon hydrotherapy.
Got it. How many clients have you had over the years? Because I want our audience to know how successful you are and how seriously you take this business.
I've given almost 4,000 colonics in the 7-plus years that I've been in business.
4,000. I say that's pretty good.
In some of my initial years, it was up in the 700s.
Beautiful.
Per year.
That tells me you have a lot of repeat business as well.
Yes, I do.
Beautiful.
Yes, I do. Well, and a lot of people recommending me to their friends.
Perfect. Lou, let's hear some more about you now. I'm sure our audience has heard about your business. We know where you're located, and we're going to have you say again later how to contact you. But I get the feeling you are not a North Carolina native.
You are right.
Why don't you introduce our audience to you and where you came from and how you arrived at Chapel Hill and decided to start your business in Chapel Hill?
Well, I tell my clients that I've spent a third of my life in Kansas. So that was my first 21 years. Mm-hmm. And I went to school at Kansas State University, got a bachelor's degree. I moved to Texas. I spent a third of my life there, probably 18 or 19 years, really. And I met and married, and my husband got moved here with IBM. And so we came here. Well, it was actually our choice. We were given choices of where to go. Mm-hmm. And so we moved here. And when I was in Texas, I got trained in corporate tax. And so I was a CPA for 20 some odd years.
CPA, colon therapy. There's a hookup for you, all right?
Yeah. So then I got here and I practiced as a CPA and was out at one of the large businesses in Research Triangle Park. And when that job ended, when I got severed, the tax department moved to Philadelphia. I decided on something else.
Yes.
I was ready to think about what shall I do now in my retirement, in quotes, retirement. So I'm retiring.
You're retiring. So this is your second career. This is your passion now, I'd imagine.
Yes.
So what made you decide to get into this line of business?
Well, it's a long story, but I'll try to make it short.
All righty.
In the early 90s, I was in a dream group. And a lot of my dreams had symbology in them that told my fellow dreamers, the ones who were trying to interpret dreams, told them to suggest to me that I needed to clean my colon.
Most people don't have a dream like that. That's fascinating.
No. Well, the symbology was dirty bathrooms.
Oh.
And so people started asking me about, you know, are you constipated? Are you having trouble with your bowels? I didn't think I was having any trouble with my bowels.
Now what you ask.
But then I didn't know.
Right.
I didn't know then. But at that point, I started doing some cleansing with herbal products. And then eventually, when the dreams didn't get very much cleaner bathrooms, suggestion was that I get a colonic. So amazing. In the early 90s, I got my first colonic, and I started asking questions. Every time I was with my colon hydrotherapist, I was asking questions. And so by about 1995, I knew that this was something that I just needed to do.
Wow.
But I didn't get trained right then because I was very much involved with mergers and tax forms and,
right.
you know, just keeping my head above water
right.
with doing
right.
the work that I was doing.
Yes.
So when the severance came up, it was one of the first things I thought of. I thought, I can go get trained now.
You see, a lot of people, especially those who've worked in corporate America for a long time, have repeated what you've just said as far as it's usually a severance. And what you just said, now I can do something that I really like. And
yes.
there we are. You're working your passion.
Yes.
My goodness. And
helping
you haven't looked
people.
Back. Helping people. So how did you get the business started? What struggles did you have to overcome, if any, to get the business started and get it on the track that it is now in Chapel Hill? And we still have to hear how you got to Chapel Hill. Oh, you said your husband came in with IBM.
Came in with IBM.
I see. So when you got severed, you were already here. You said that, right?
Yes.
So that's when you decided. Were you living in Chapel Hill at the time?
Well, I live over close. Yes, I do. Well.
You're in Orange County.
Yes, I was in Orange County.
There we are.
I was living in Chapel Hill, and then we moved closer to Hillsborough, so still in Orange County.
Perfect.
And so I've been here 23 years, so a third of my life in three different places, and this is the best. This is where I'm going to stay.
Chapel Hill.
Yeah. I am a member of the Chapel Hill Leads Group, and it's one of the best things I ever did. It's actually... To go back to your prior question, it's one of the things that really helped me grow my business. I was nervous about talking to people about the very topic that we're talking about today.
Yes.
I didn't know how to market myself to people. And this group helped me with that.
Yes.
I was given the opportunity every week for 30 seconds to stand in front of a group, almost 100 people sometimes,
yes,
to talk about my business.
So am I hearing you say that, because I imagine marketing your business can be so sensitive, Chapel Hill Leads Group helped give you the forum to start fine-tuning how you're talking about your business and also get customers and referrals.
Yes, that's true on all counts. And I really also appreciate, that's one of the things I like the best, is that I've met so many wonderful people at that group. And I can go around town and I run into my friends.
From the Leads Group.
I never would have met them before.
There we are.
You know, in any other way.
You mentioned you had over 7,000 customers, what did you say?
Oh, 4,000.
4,000, I'm yeah. sorry, 4,000. What percentage would you say would be a result of being a part of the Chapel Hill Leads Group?
I'd say a very small amount.
Small amount, all right.
And I don't go to the Chapel Hill Leads Group to get customers. I go there because of my friends. I go there to help myself.
Help yourself. Lou, thank you. It's time for another break, girlfriend. When we return, we'll learn more from you. Lou Umscheid, owner of the Colon Health Center. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
Welcome back. It's Sharon Hill talking to the lovely Lou Umscheid, who is the owner of the Colon Health Center. Lou, in the last segment, you were telling us about how the Chapel Hill Leads Group helped you with some of your marketing as far as how do you market a business that helps save people's lives by giving them colonics. And that gave you the head start as far as talking to so many people about what you do and getting them to understand it. But let me go on now and ask you, who are your clients? What's the demographics of your clients? No names, of course, but tell us who can expect to be anybody who's listening and think, I wonder if I'm a good client for Lou.
I see clients, as I said before, of all ages, but mostly women are my clients, although I'm very gratified that so many men are now moving forward and doing the research for themselves about detoxing, about cleaning up their diet, and about using colonics as part of that cleansing process. So 80% of my clients are women.
80%?
And about 20% men.
All right. And of that, how many would you say are children?
Children is very few.
All right.
Most of my clients are college age and above.
Got it. And I remembered earlier in the show you mentioned, was it a 10-year-old child?
10-year-old.
Her grandmother brought her in. Was that for medical reasons? I didn't ask at the time. Or did grandma just thought it was the right thing to do?
It was a boy.
Okay.
And he requested to come. She had told him about meeting me, and she promised to have a colonic first so that he could understand what was going to happen.
Smart.
Although he didn't watch.
I was going to say.
He was across the room.
Good, good.
And then she stood by his side as he received his colonic. And she told me later, she said, he wants to come back.
This is amazing. I love it.
Because he was constipated.
He was constipated.
Child.
Would you say the bulk of your clients come because they're constipated?
I guess maybe 50%.
50%.
I'd say, yeah, 50%.
Kind of depends. Yeah. And then when they leave, if they eat properly and drink the right amount of water, can we assume they'll avoid constipation, or is constipation something that's inherent in a lot of people over and above their diet?
It's not inherent. The colon becomes sluggish, and the muscle can get lazy. And with the proper massaging and with the expansion and contraction, when I put the water in and let it out, the muscle can remember what its job is.
Interesting.
But one colonic isn't the answer for everything.
Got it. So
some people come two or three or five times, and that may help them get on the right track toward drinking water, eating correctly, and having bowel movements every day.
There we are. It's a good kickstart to go ahead and get them on the right track.
It is.
Lou, do doctors ever refer their patients to you?
I have several doctors who suggest that their clients come to me. Oftentimes, those doctors will even call me and tell me that so-and-so will be calling. Occasionally, those people don't call.
Hmm.
So it is a therapy that people don't know much about, and so they still have a fear about it. And
I
some
can
people
imagine.
Might even make the comment, I'd rather die first.
Oh, my goodness.
That's so sad.
It doesn't compute. But I guess people have their different sensitivities and whatever. That's the statement that we use a lot in Toastmasters. Some people say they'd rather die than make a speech. They'd rather be in the casket than giving the eulogy. Sounds like the same in the colonic business. They'd rather die than have the colonic. Yeah. That's crazy. Lou, tell us some about your business. Do you offer any special packages? And if so, what are they for your clients?
I do offer packages. One colonic has a price. $80. Three colonics offers a special deal, $225 for three. But I also have packages where I combine another favorite of Edgar Cayce, which is the abdominal castor oil pack and a colonic. And those two together are really health-giving.
Mm-hmm.
And you go home with the castor oil pack so that you can use it again and again.
So, and these are offered through your website. How can people get in touch with you on these? Let's say again how people can get in touch with you, and then tell us where they can find these packages.
On my website, I do have all the specials listed, and it's, again, www.yourhealthycolon.com. Yourhealthycolon.com. I have tips there. I also have some articles that I've written there, and those can be very beneficial for people to read. My office phone number is 919-960-9580.
Again?
And I'm here in Chapel Hill,
mm-hmm.
919-960-9580.
And your office is located over near the Fordham, is near across from Eastgate, next to the Holiday Inn.
Yes, from the Days Inn.
Across from the Days Inn, yeah. So it's easy to find you. My goodness.
But I have clients come from Wilmington, Jacksonville.
Really?
Columbia, South Carolina.
How did they find out about you, Lou?
Greensboro.
That's all over the place.
Yes.
How'd they find out about you?
And up to Danville,
yeah.
Virginia. Most of them find me from my website, and they type in colon hydrotherapy or colonic, and my name comes up.
Beautiful. That's the beauty of having a positive website coming right up.
It is.
Lou, how many people in this area or even in the state do what you do?
There are about 23 people in the state of North Carolina who give colonics.
All right.
I've met quite a few of them at regional meetings of colon hydrotherapists. And there are about four in this area who do colonics in Cary, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill.
Got it. How do you stay current as to what's happening? When you mentioned that this, you meet sometimes, is there a convention of colon therapists? Or how do you stay current, or is it just, it is what it is?
Well, not too much changes in the topic area. But we do meet just to talk about how we do things. And several different machines are used by different people. And so we talk about that and some of the other therapies that people can use in conjunction with colonics to keep their bodies healthy.
All right. And then in thinking back to health and safety, is there a federal agency who regulates you, or do state inspectors come in? Is there anything at all that people say, by golly, you got a statement on your wall saying that this office is okay?
No, there's no such agency. And in fact, we have, over the past couple of years, tried to push through some legislation, tried to get some action in North Carolina to regulate colon hydrotherapists, training, continuing education, etc.
Got it.
But that hasn't happened yet.
Okay, but you've been trying to do that, because it sounds like everything, you're self-regulating is what I'm hearing. And
yes,
from knowing you as I do, Lou, I know you only deal with the best of the best. You're highly ethical, and everything has to be by the rules, clean, safe, and that's what people respect you for. They know they're in a safe environment when they're with you. And they feel better after all is said and done because of what you can offer them.
Yes.
Well, Lou, we're going to close now with the last few seconds. Just tell the audience, what really gives you the greatest satisfaction with what you do?
Well, it's been from the beginning to help people. And I think since 92, when I started getting colonics and I started learning more and more about my own personal health, not that I had any health issues, but as I learned, I realized how much other people may not have seen this same type of information. So I'm very open and willing, and as my website will show, I offer all sorts of information out there. Things that I read, I want to share.
Beautiful.
And I can't try them all or test them all, but if I read it and it seems reasonable, then I put it out there.
Lou, thank you so much for talking with me today. Thank
you're welcome.
You.
Thank you.
I'm Sharon Hill, and you've been listening to Today's Business on 1360 WCHL.